Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head.
That's Chrissy McVeigh, ladies and gentlemen, one of the originals of Fleetwood Mac, arguably one of the top three bands of all time. I'm sure they'd say the top. Welcome back. We're spinning some platters, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're starting to see the trend here, right? It's all about small business, and that's what we do here. And we have really smart people join us on a regular basis to help us with that. And right now we got our good friend Bill Treasurer, who's very close to celebrating 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of so many books on courage. I have to have to carry them into the studio in a wheelbarrow. The new one is called Leaders Open Doors, Bill Treasurer. It's available wherever books are sold. And folks, this is an outstanding book, Bill. Congratulations again. Folks, the perspectives you'll learn, the life lessons you'll learn from this book, I promise you, you'll thank me later. Buy two, because you're going to want to give one away, right, Bill?
That's a great idea. I love that idea.
I thought you would. And it's, what's the name, what's the website again, please?
LeadersOpenDoors.com. Be a
it's
great place to go.
Pretty easy. Or wherever books are sold. Bill, we're talking about workplace courage. And you talk about acting on what's right, making moving through fear and discomfort, embracing uncertainty, et cetera. Let's talk about that a little bit. When you talk about acting on what's right, this is when you see something. To me, I think about when I see something that's not right. We talked about the accountant earlier who sees an impropriety, or maybe a fellow employee is being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it might be, maybe a customer. Maybe you see a customer that's not doing the right thing, and you know you're going to lose their business, but you have to have the courage to say, you know what, I don't want to do business with those people anymore. I don't like their values. That takes courage.
It absolutely takes courage. The simplest definition, the most common definition of courage, is acting despite being afraid. But I take it a little further with my own definition, and I'll tell it to you, and then we can dissect it through a little bit. But courage is acting on what is right despite being afraid or uncomfortable when facing situations of uncertainty or opportunity. And so the thing with courage is it's like gasoline, or it's like ambition. It can be a good thing. It can absolutely carry you forward and move you forward. It can also be a bad thing. A kid who steals a car at 17 years old is being courageous. He's full of fear, and he's acting despite the fact that he's afraid. So it's really important to bring morality to courage, but I can't tell you what that morality is. That's decided by the person who's carrying the courage.
Yeah, that's depending on your own North Star.
Exactly. So acting on what is right is the first part of courage. Is you've got to know what's true and right and good and the right forward path. And if you see
as you believe it to be and as you see it.
Exactly.
And here's another thing. Knowing when to be courageous is another thing. You know, because being courageous, if you have the ability, and we don't always do this. I mean, the people on the front lines, the military and our emergency folks, sometimes they don't have time to think about it or weigh the odds. You know, they got to act in a second. But workplace courage often gives us time. We often have time to think about it, maybe even sleep on it. And so maybe you've got time to say, okay, is that really what I think it is? Is it really what it looks like it is? Or, you know, those kinds of things. And so you have time to be able to apply discretion in workplace courage. That's one of the advantages, isn't it?
Yeah, there's two things with that. The first is that courage is a high arousal state. I wouldn't want to live there all the time. It'd be exhausting.
Right.
And secondly, you know, courage can have consequences. You may think that, you know, I'm going to tell my boss finally what he needs to know, and that I'm going to get it off my chest and let him know. But it has consequences. If I do that, you know, it could be a career-limiting move, a CLM. Mm-hmm. So I've got to choose my courageous acts wisely. It doesn't mean that I need to be a coward, but it means to apply my courage in ways that are productive, because sometimes it could be counterproductive.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been courageous in my life, in my career, in professionally, in the workplace, Bill. And I have to say, there were times when I really thought I was doing the right thing. I didn't do it because I didn't say I'm going to be courageous and be a hero. I really thought I was doing the right thing. Turns out, I wasn't doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that I was wrong. It was just that the other people didn't appreciate my courage. Even the people that I thought would benefit, you know, that I thought I was, that I might be helping,
mm-hmm,
turned out
mm-hmm.
to not be the right thing to do. I mean, I've learned from that.
Yeah, I think that it can be a good teacher in that way.
Yeah.
I've also, sometimes when you get a dose of courage from somebody else, and for example, tell courage. I had a boss one time tell me that I was starting to become a brown noser. I mean, that's as raw as he put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
He did it in a good way. It was yeah. private, and he told me how not to be it. And ultimately, he gave me permission to care less what people thought
yeah,
about me.
Yeah.
So it was really useful feedback for me to get. But when I got it, it stung.
That's right. Hey, thanks, Bill, for teaching us about workplace courage. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out how he helps organizations just like yours acquire workplace courage at the website. Bill, go ahead.
It's leadersopendoors.com, or go to couragebuilding.com.
All right. That's the title of the book, Leaders Open Doors. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.